هیئت رزمندگان یک پدیده مبارک است. نفس این که رزمندگان ما هیئت عزاداری تشکیل بدن، اون محور نقطه ثقل اصلی هم عزاداری عاشوراست. بقیه ای که فرمودید.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. السلام علیکم. November 11th 2013 Supreme Leader's speech in a meeting with members of the Soldiers of Islam Morning Committee. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The following is the full text of the speech delivered on November 11th, 2013 by Ayatollah Khamenei, the Supreme Leader of the Islamic Revolution, in a meeting with the members of the Soldiers of Islam Morning Committee. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. The Soldiers of Islam Morning Committee is an auspicious phenomenon. The idea that our soldiers form morning committees is a very auspicious and important idea. The pivot of this committee is mourning for Ashura. The other tasks that you refer to are good and necessary subsets, but the pivot is reviving and understanding the depth of Ashura. One point in this regard is that the connection between the words committee and soldiers has an important meaning. Soldiers means those who engage in jihad in the face of the enemy. Jihad includes muqattale. Muqattale means a military war. Jihad is a combination of different wars, such as military wars, intellectual, psychological, and social wars. A combination of these things is jihad, and jihad includes all of these wars. One of the characteristics of jihad is the existence of an enemy. Not any effort is called jihad. It is possible that someone engages in scientific work, but this may not be a jihadi work. Jihad is a movement which is launched in the face of a hostile act and a hostile enemy. Those people who engage in jihad in the way of God and who enjoy a jihadi characteristic and spirit will realize that this is a real blessing for their hearts and souls. Jihad is necessary because human societies are not devoid of enemies. They may have few or many enemies. Sometimes, like our society, they have many enemies and sometimes they do not. But in any case, they do have an enemy. Therefore, if a society has an internal force for confronting the enemy, this force is comprised of soldiers and mujahids, then it can have a feeling of security. But if it does not enjoy this force, then it will be like a body that suffers from a lack of white blood cells, which are in charge of fighting against infection. In such circumstances, all kinds of diseases may afflict the society. The effort of this group of people to revive and commemorate Ashura and to mourn for Hussein ibn Ali alayhi salam is very appropriate and necessary. Therefore, the essence of this connection, that is to say, the connection between mourning committees and soldiers, is very blessed and good. You should not abandon this, and you should preserve it as much as you can. Another point is that the word hayat, open bracket, committee, close bracket, means lack of order in the conventional sense of the word. They say that such and such a person acts in a hayati way. This means that he acts in a disorganized way. Perhaps we can say that you are the first people to impose order on an organization which is disorderly by nature. This is a very good thing. Well, why does this word mean disorderly in the conventional sense of the word? This is because when someone enters an Imam Hussein Hayat, nobody tells them where to sit and where not to sit, and when to come and when to go. All the movements and comings and goings are based on the will of the people, and this originates in faith. This is a very good thing, and you should preserve it. You should preserve the committee's relationship with what people love and believe in. You should preserve the interest that the hearts of the people have in this committee. That is to say, it should not be the case that the committee acts in a formal way. In my opinion, the centers that you should work in are Husseinias. You do not need bureaucratic organizations. Husseinias, hayats, and mosques are the centers that you should engage in. If we affiliate this committee to an organization and if we specify a multi-story building for that with bureaucratic equipment, this is not a committee anymore. I fear that it may face certain problems. I am not saying that it will not be a committee, but in my opinion, the nature of such committees requires the enthusiastic participation of the people in mourning ceremonies for Imam Hussein alayhi salam. This is what exerts a powerful effect on them. This is what the revolution originated from. At least, it can be a good ground for growing revolutionary virtues and teachings. Speaker's note: the next paragraph uses the word panegyrist. A panegyric is a formal public speech or, in later use, written verse delivered in high praise of a person or a thing. For the next paragraph, the word eulogist will be used. The next point, which is very important, is the issue of nurturing eulogists and protecting them against errors and mistakes. This is very important. One of our serious problems is really this. Eulogists have acquired a bad name in this regard, but it is not particular to them. This issue is not particular to eulogists and other people in charge of such affairs. It has been witnessed that these people who take the minbar and those who recite eulogies for Ashura, including the eulogists, those who have minbar and other such people, have said inappropriate things. Sometimes you and I have meetings and talks, and I may say an inappropriate thing. This is not a problem because it is between you and I. This is not important. But sometimes we have an audience of 1,000, 10,000, or 50,000 people, and sometimes this audience turns into millions of people. In such circumstances, we should see what effect an inappropriate and wrong statement may exert on our audience. A number of people may accept this wrong statement and they may learn a wrong concept. A number of people may reject this statement and they may take an instant dislike towards the essence of religion. Besides, there may be an angry argument between certain groups of people. Notice that certain deviations may emerge as a result of this wrong statement. Since long ago, we have seen that sometimes eulogists perform rozas that are obviously wrong, but they continue to perform because in order to make a few people shed tears. This is not particular to the present time. Since I was a child, I have participated in mourning ceremonies and I have listened to people who took the minbar. Should we make people shed tears at any price? You can narrate the event and you can do it in an artistic way in order to produce strong effects on people, but you should not say things which are false. I have heard that, addressing the commander of the faithful, alayhi salam, a eulogist said, open quote, "Whatever you have is because of Imam Hussein alayhi salam," close quote. Notice how wrong this is. How can someone talk such nonsense about the commander of the faithful, alayhi salam? Whatever Imam Hussein has is because of the commander of the faithful. Whatever he has is because of the holy prophet. Why do they not understand such concepts? Besides, they claim that they are good eulogists and they say whatever crosses their mind. In my opinion, we should attach great significance to such issues. The next point is concerning the issue which was raised by Mr. Najat as well. He is right. Such committees cannot be secular. We do not have secular Imam Hussein committees. Anyone who is interested in Imam Hussein alayhi salam is also interested in political and jihadi Islam and the kind of Islam which engages in fighting, offering blood, and laying down one's life. This is the meaning of faith in Imam Hussein alayhi salam. If a eulogist takes care not to enter into political discussions, this is incorrect. Of course, this does not mean that whatever political event takes place in the country, we should bring it up and we should adopt certain orientations, whether revolutionary or anti-revolutionary, towards it. This is not what I mean, but revolutionary and Islamic thoughts and the auspicious guidelines which Imam, may God bestow paradise on him, formulated in our country should be brought up in such ceremonies. This task is a great and important task. The best people who can perform rozas for Imam Hussein alayhi salam are mujahids in the way of God, and these young soldiers. You should appreciate the value of this and you should provide guidance. This can be a bright and shining spring for enlightening the minds of the people and the audience, and it can improve them in terms of Islamic and religious teachings. How good it is to pay attention to the issue of reading the Quran in mourning ceremonies. How good it is to employ Islamic, revolutionary, and Quranic concepts in mourning ceremonies. Sometimes, when they mourn, people say certain cliches, such as Hussein va. Well, this has no value and one learns nothing from repeating this. When the audience says such cliches, you can raise revolutionary, Islamic, and Quranic issues and issues which are related to the present time. When the audience repeats it, this becomes internalized in their minds. This is very valuable. This is a task that cannot be carried out by anyone except you. No media network can inoculate the Islamic teachings into the minds and the hearts and the souls of the people. Therefore, this is an important and great task. I hope that Allah the Exalted rewards and bestows success on you so that you can carry out this task in the best way possible. Greetings be upon you and Allah's mercy and blessings.